الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشرف الى الشيخ شيخ اول رومي وقت تبريد دوره الشاه حكيم محمد اقتصف نور الله مرقده. التايتل ہے غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو. رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت. غیر پانی بہار دیتا ہے. غیر پانی بہار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو. گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر. عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے. دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر. کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر. کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر. لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے. لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو. گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو. رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے۔ الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله المولانا العظيم۔ أحدث very beautiful poem bayan of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، that a person will get unlimited, which will never finish, the season of spring, the enjoyment of this season of spring, a person will get that and it will never finish. That season of spring will continue in his life on the condition which Hazrat has written here. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، a person who annihilates his nafs, the desires of the nafs, and this is our fight till mort. All the time nafs is going to put various desires in a person and he will want to finish, he will want to fulfill them. But a person who makes the effort and gets control over his nafs, that person will get غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے۔ That person who annihilates his nafs and controls his nafs, that person will get 100 comforts in his life. He will have just comfort all the time, a person who made the effort to control his nafs. And this is really what it is all about, to control our nafs. A person asked Allah Ta'ala, how do I come to you? Allah Ta'ala said, da'a nafsa wa ta'al. Just leave your nafs alone and come. You put your buzurgs have said that the road to Allah is only two steps. One step on your nafs, the next you are by Allah. So this is what we have to do. And this is the effort all the time. Shaykh Kamil ke fayz ko dekho. A person who gets the companionship of a Shaykh Kamil, and the proper effort is made on that murid, and he goes in that direction. Rind ko bhi sawar deta hai. A person who is in the gutters, who is down and out, who is nothing, he fixes him also up. And he puts him also on the road. May Allah make us all like that, and may Allah let us work in this direction, inshallah. Ishq tujh par ho barish rahmat. Oh love of Allah Ta'ala, may the rains of mercy pour down upon you. Because this love of Allah is such a thing that غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. It gives the season of spring, bahar, spring, which is limitless. All the time, a person who finds that love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for him to control his nafs also becomes very, very easy. Nafs dushman ki baat mat mano. Nafs is your enemy. Don't listen to your enemy. That will be a foolish person, really foolish. And a person, when he realizes he has followed his nafs, then he realizes how foolish a thing I have done, how stupid a thing I have done. Gul ke badle ye khar deta hai. You give a rose and in return it gives you a thorn. That is what nafs is. You may give it its pleasure, but it will give you so much of problems again. Ishq majboor be zubaan hokar. And that love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, which a person becomes helpless in, the love of Allah ta'ala, and which you can't explain also with your tongue. What that love of Allah ta'ala is, didai ashbar deta hai. It gives itself out in the form that tears start rolling from the eyes. That love of Allah, you can't explain it with your tongue, but it just flows from your eyes. May Allah bless us with that love of Allah ta'ala. کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر. حضرت says at the end, what will you get by committing sin?
all you will get لعنتِ بے شمار بیٹا ہے, curses, unlimited curses from all sides if you follow your nafs and you commit gunas and you just carry on, it's going to totally destroy you. So Hazrat, in this form and all Hazrat's teachings, that we should give up the desires of the nafs, and for that the easy way is to cultivate the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when the love of Allah will come and it will become ghalib, it will overflow on a person, then this will become very, very easy. May Allah bless us with it. And this is an effort we have to make right till mort, all the time. And we have to be all the time on our guard with regard to nafs. We don't know when nafs gets the better of us and when it overtakes us, and then we do very many wrong things. So we have to try and gain the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In this kitab, Tarbiyat Aashiqan Khuda, how to correct ourselves with regard to the same thing, how we must control our nafs. And nafs comes out in various forms, and some are very, very destructive, some are a bit less, but all the forms, a person must be on his guard. So this person writes to Hazrat and says, Kibar aur ghibat ka parcha parha, thori bahut kami waqi hui hai, maraz bilkul nahi gaya. You advise me to read the prescription, which is a printed form, which is here also available. Anyone who wishes it can get it from Maulana Musa Kaji, with regard to pride and ghibat. Two separate subjects. I read it and I did get benefit, but the disease of pride and backbiting is still not gone out of me. Hazrat writes a little bit more in detail besides what is written in that prescription. Jiski ghibat ho jaye aur uski ittila ho jaye aur usko ittila ho jaye. If you make ghibat of somebody, backbite about somebody, and that person gets informed about it also. That is the condition. If that person is informed and you know now, that person knows that you backbited about him, to usse maafi maangna wajib hai. Then to ask that person to forgive you, it is wajib. But if that person didn't know, then you should just make tawbah istighfar and make some isale sawab for that person. Because the actual prohibition of ghibat is because the hurt to a fellow Muslim. Now when he didn't know, he's not hurt. But when he knows, then you should go and ask him forgiveness. Now when he didn't know and you go and tell him I backbited him, now that hurt is caused. So therefore, if he didn't know, then you don't have to go and ask him for forgiveness also. Make isale sawab, and as Hazrat explains, warna jis majlis mein ghibat ki hai, usme kaho ke mujhse sakht ghalti ho gayi. In amongst which people you spoke bad about that person, then amongst those same people, now tell them I made a very big mistake. When you realize you have made ghibat, you have spoken ill of the person, now say I made a mistake. Unme bahut si khubiyan hain. That person has got lot of good qualities also in him. Jis par hamari nazar nahi gayi. My eyes, when a person focuses on a fault, then he doesn't look at the other good. His eyes are just on that fault of that person. Jis tarah makhi zakham par baithti hai. Like a fly that sits on a saw. When a person got a saw and a fly comes and sits on it, usi tarah maine unka ek aib dekha. Like that, I saw one fault of that person. Like the fly, that saw is like a fault, a problem in that person. So the fly came and sat on there. But the rest of the body, which was good, that the fly didn't see. So I saw that one saw of his, that saw point of his. And on that I spoke about this. Maine unka aib dekha aur so khubiya ko nazar andaz kar diya. And the hundreds of good qualities he's got, that my mind just went off that. I didn't even think about that. Aur ghibat karke Allah ka ghadab bhi khareeda. And by making ghibat, I incurred the wrath of Allah Ta'ala also. Hazrat also explains that Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah Ta'ala made ghibat haram. And what is ghibat? That you speak of the actual wrong which is in a person, but behind his back you speak, and you speak about it to other people, So Allah also doesn't want the honor and respect of his banda, that somebody must take his respect and honor. So don't you speak, Allah says, that it is Allah declared it as a very major and a very great sin that you have taken the respect and honor of my banda. Allah Ta'ala se muafi mango aur kuch kar kar isal sawab karo. And ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive you and make isal sawab for that person. Read something and pass the sawab to that person. Or kibar ka ilaj ye hai. That was with regard to backbiting, Hazrat explained a little. With regard to pride, the remedy for pride. Ke subah sham you kaho. That morning and evening, or at least even one time, say this to Allah. To say to yourself, speak to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, main tamam musalmanon mein, musalmanon se kamtar hu, maujooda halat mein. Oh Allah, of all the Muslims in the world, I am the lowest at this moment. I am the lowest amongst all the Muslims. Aur tamam kafiron aur janwaron se kamtar hu, baitibare anjaam ke. And with regard to moth, I'm more lower than all the non-believers and the animals also. Ke abhi malum nahi ke khatma kis hal par hoga. Because a person doesn't know that how his end will come. So therefore, I'm worse than even the animals. They are not going to be taken to task. Just little whatever, if they did zulam on one another, they will be given their rights. And afterwards they will be turned into dust. And how many non-Muslims we hear of that right close to death they read the kalima, they pass away. So and nobody has given us a guarantee. And presently also amongst all the Muslims, we don't know what is the outwardly. That person might look very, very low and a lot of weaknesses in him. But we don't know that what one good quality Allah loves, and Allah Ta'ala makes that person close to him. And how his mouth will come, we don't know. Tawazu paida kare, khud ko sabse kamtar samjhe. Develop within you humility. And regard yourself to be the lowest. Aur salam mein pehel kare. And always in salam, be the first to make salam. That helps a lot to break the pride of a person who makes salam first. Apne aibon ko yaad kare. And at such a time when pride troubles you and you think I'm better than others, then at that time think of your faults. Otherwise we are here to remember Allah Ta'ala, not to remind ourselves of our faults all the time. But at the time when pride is coming in you, then think of your faults. What faults has got in me? Aur soche ki mujhe apne aibon ka yaqeeni ilm hai. And also understand this and realize that of my faults, 100% I know I've got these faults. What and what I've done, what and what faults I've got. Other people might just know a little bit, but I myself know the full details of everything of mine. Aur jo shakh yaqeeni aib dar ho, and a person who is definitely a full, who has got these faults, وہ اس سے جس کے عیب کا علم محض ظنی ہے. With regard to that person whose faults are just in thoughts, it might be false what I'm thinking. With regard to yourself, you know definitely I've got this fault. With regard to the faults of other people which you are seeing, they are possibilities. They are not definite. They are just possibilities. کیسے بہتر ہوگا. So how can you be better than that person? So at the time when we see the faults of other people also, think about our own faults. Our own faults, 100% they are there. And the faults which we are thinking about other people, they might be there, they might not be there. Hazrat writes one very interesting incident. Two friends who were staying in the same room. One friend had honey. It was on the shelf. And he saw his honey is getting less. He didn't eat so much honey. So he asked his friend, you ate? He said, Qasab, I never eat. I didn't touch your honey all. Then there's no one else in the room. It's only me and you. So where's the honey going? So naturally what we think is he, the other friend. So then at night he heard some sounds or something. And he checked and he saw a rat coming. And a rat trying to put its mouth in the bottle of honey. couldn't get its mouth in, so it put its tail in there. And it all the how we put that little stick into the honey to get the honey out, it put its tail in there. And then it took out its tail and it sucked its tail. So the Hazrat explains a few points from this, that he was sure his friend is eating the honey. Nobody else there, but now he realized. The other great point Allah Hazrat has pointed out from here, may Allah bless us with it, tawakkul on Allah. Allah says when Allah feeds a rat with honey, so won't Allah feed you? And especially if you are a Muslim, if you are doing deen's work, won't Allah feed you also? Allah Ta'ala, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah is the giver of rosy to each and every person. And also, perhaps how that person felt that when he realized he was still eating that honey from there. And what was left over, but now when he saw the rat was eating and the rat putting its tail in there, and then he was still enjoying the whatever there was with honey, how he must have felt. So, اپنی عیبوں کو یاد کرے اور سوچے کہ مجھے اپنے عیبوں کا یقین علم ہے. I know 100% what faults I have got. اور جو شخص یقین عیب دار ہو, and a person who has got definitely these faults, وہ اس سے جس کے عیب کا علم محض ظنی ہے کیسے بہتر ہوگا. And with regard to the other person whose faults are just in your thoughts, what you think that you have got, that these are faults I need, how could you be better than him? Also, similarly, Hazrat explained, a person who has got cancer, and he laughs at a person who's got a fever, a person who's got a cold, a flu, and cancer patient, oh, what a sick fowl this is. But he's a cancer patient. Okay? So we don't know our own condition, what it is, and we are finding fault with other people. لہذا خود کو سب سے کمتر سمجھنا عقلاً بھی ضروری ہے. Therefore, even logically, it is compulsory that a person regards himself as the lowest and the worst. Then he asked the next question, Riya ki bimari hai, that I've also got the illness of to do things for show. And this is also a very serious illness, to do things for name and fame, to do it for show. Hazrat writes the answer here, Riya ka sabab, حُبِ جَاہ ہے. The cause of riya, of doing things for show, is because of pride in a person. That yani logo mein izzat chahna, that people must respect me. That is what a person wants. Then he commits the sin of show. That people must see that I am doing this, all my good qualities. And in that way then, people praise him, and that is حُبِ جَاہ. تو یہ سوچے کہ جو لوگ میری عزت و تعظیم کر رہے ہیں ان کے میرے عیوب کا علم نہیں. Then just think that these people who are praising me, who are talking good of me, they don't know about my faults, which you know for yourself, and guaranteed you know 100% I've got these faults in me. These people don't know, that's why they are showing me respect. ان کو میرے عیوب کا علم نہیں. اگر ان کا علم ہو جائے, مثلا ریاکاری کا علم ہو جائے, and if they come to know of your faults, for example, this what you are doing for show, for name and fame, to mujhe kis qadar zaleel samjhenge, how low won't they think of me, that this person, he does everything just for show, nothing else. Aur riya ke logo mein izzat mil bhi gayi, and even if you did get respect from people by doing things for show, you managed to make them think that you are very pious, etc., تو نہ عزت کرنے والے رہیں گے نہ میں رہوں گا. Then a day will come when these people who are respecting and honoring me, they also will not be existing, neither will I be also existing. تو ایسے فانی چیز پر خوش ہونا کس قدر حماقت ہے. So a thing that is going to get finished like this so easily and quickly, what a stupid thing to get happy on that. کوئی فائدہ بھی نہ ہوا اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی ناراضگی الگ مول لی. No benefit also you got, and at the same time you incurred the anger and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala also. So therefore, we should, with regard to show, a person must also remember that this is also that you want your respect and you want your name, fame, etc. So it is explained that the person who praises you in front of you, who comes and he kisses your hand also, he kisses your forehead also, and he turns around and immediately there already he speaks bad about you. So what's the use of getting happy with such praises? Praises of the people, they are nothing whatsoever. So don't be influenced by the praises of the people. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all these diseases and many of these diseases are such that we don't even regard them as diseases. Pride, ghibat, which is so common. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that ghibat is so common amongst the learned and the pious also, and in their circles also they sit and they make ghibat. And how many people have got their were redeemed of all their sins and their wrongs because other people washed it off for them. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, it is famous about him that a person who used to speak bad about him used to send trays of sweet meats, halwa, etc., barfi, mithai, to that person. And when that person now realized that I'm so bad and I speak so bad about Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali and he's sending me all trays and trays of sweet meats, then he stopped talking bad, and Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali stopped sending the sweet meats. So when he asked Hazrat that when I was speaking bad about you, then you were sending me all the sweetmeats, presents you were giving me, and now when I stopped, now you stopped also. So he says, you were doing me what a great favor. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, what his position? But he says, you are washing my sins and you are raising my status by Allah Ta'ala. So I was paying you for that, I was sending you your hadiah all the time, you were doing me a favor. So may Allah Ta'ala, and also when ghibat, actually, what we are doing, our good deeds, we are depositing in that person's accounts who we don't like. We make ghibat of people that we don't like. So what our earning is, our thawabs, we are depositing it in his account. So may Allah Ta'ala save us from all these diseases, inshallah. In Kashkole Marifat, about ilm, Hazrat writes, and this is, Hazrat explains about khashiyat, having the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is what the ilm is supposed to bring within a person. May Allah bless us with this quality, that the true quality, through what is called knowledge of deen, that a person has khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Khashiyat Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the fear which Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had. Lot of instances, Hazrat has mentioned one. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, basa awqat, ek tinka hat mein, that we done already. Hikayat Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh. The instance of Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh was a great wali in Egypt, Misr. And what fear of Allah Ta'ala he had. Ek martaba, Misr mein sakht kahat sali hui. One time, there was a lot of drought in Egypt. Lot of drought, years, no rains. Logon ne Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh se darkhas ki ke dua farmaye. People went to Hazrat Zunnun Misri, great buzur, that you make dua for us that Allah Ta'ala showers rain upon us. Ke Allah Ta'ala barish farmaye, that Allah sends rain. Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Zunnun Misr se bahar jungle mein tashreef laaye. He left Egypt, the city, and he went out into the jungle. He himself personally, he went out into the jungle. Aur Allah Ta'ala se giriya aur zari ke saath dua maangi. And then there with great humility, crying to Allah Ta'ala, he made dua. And what was his dua? Ke Allah, Misr mein sabse zyada nalaik, sabse zyada gunegar, Zunnun ne Misr khali kar diya hai. Oh Allah, in Egypt, the person who was your worst sinner and who was the lowest of the low, Zunnun, he has left Egypt now. So now you should send your rains. Because the worst person, he has gone out from there now. Hazrat ki is fanaiyat aur tawazu par dariyaye rahmat josh mein aaya. On this year, that how he had annihilated his nafs, regarded himself as the biggest sinner as the lowest, and that I have left now Egypt, this your worst sinner is out now, now send your ring. Allah, on this year, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala's mercy came into action. Or khoob barish hui, and lot of rain came down. خاستان خدا اسی واسطے شرف میں ملائکہ سے بھر جاتے ہیں. These special servants of Allah, these great walis of Allah, they get a status more higher than the ملائکہ also, because they have this تواضع. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. A person who humiliates, who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah raises that person. خاستان خدا اسی واسطے شرف میں ملائکہ سے بڑھ جاتے ہیں کہ خود کو کتے سے بھی بہتر نہیں سمجھتے. That they don't regard themselves to be better than even a dog. This humility comes so much in them that they regard themselves worse than a dog also. They don't regard themselves better as a dog. حکایت حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ. The instance of حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ. ایک بار حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ ساری رات کعبۃ اللہ میں یہ شعر سجدہ کے حالت میں پڑھتے رہے. On one occasion, حاجی صاحب it looks like he got an occasion to be in the Kaaba, not only in the Mataf but in the Kaaba. And when he got this occasion, the whole night in sajda, he kept on reading aur rote rahe, and he kept on crying in the reading this poem. Yahan tak ke fajr ke azan ho gayi. The whole night in sajda, he spent it reading only this one poem. Ey khuda, ee banda ra ruswa makun, garbadam min sirr man paida makun. Ey khuda, is banda ko ruswa na farmaye. Oh Allah, don't disgrace this servant of yours. اگرچہ میں برا ہوں, even though I am bad, مگر میری برائیوں کو آپ اپنی مخلوق پر ظاہر نہ فرمائیں. But don't open my faults upon your creation. The whole night, and what was the position of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, the sheikh of so many great, great buzur, but this is how he humbled himself, and he cried to Allah Ta'ala the whole night. حضرت حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ حضرت حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کی یہ حالت تھی کہ اپنے ہر خادم کو اپنے سے افضل سمجھتے تھے. مولانا ثانی رحمت اللہ علیہ says that حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ should regard each of his خادمس, those who attended on him, to be better than what he is. اور فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ آنے والوں کے قدموں کی زیارت کو اپنی نجات کا ذریعہ سمجھتا ہوں. اینڈ حضرت used to say, people who come in meet me and see me, I regard their coming to me that this will be the means of Allah granting my salvation on the day of Qiyamah. They are coming to me, all the people who used to visit him, and they used to come to get barakat from Haji Sahab, but he should say that their coming will be the means of my salvation. حضرت پر شان عبدیت کا ہر وقت غلبہ رہتا تھا. حضرت had the quality of عبدیت, of being a slave of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So much so that it is written about حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ that when he used to sleep also, he never slept with his legs stretched out. He said a slave can't sleep like that. A slave has to be like on call all the time. That he just kept his legs, his knees up, and just took a little rest. So how much rest you'll get, your eyes will open quickly. May Allah give us that also, that love of the ibadat of Allah, making dua to Allah, making zikr, tilawat, etc. We want to sleep all the time, we'll turn around and see the watch, oh, there's still 15 minutes left, there's still half an hour left, we want to sleep still that time also. But may Allah bless us with these qualities, inshallah. In Ma'arif Masnavi, Hazrat started with that instance of Peer Changi Rahmatullah Ali, who was a person whom Allah had blessed with a beautiful voice, and he entertained people with all his music and singing all the time. But when he became old and he lost his voice, people left him also. Now he had nobody turned to him, and now in his condition became like that. پیر چنگی نے ایک آنکھ کھینچی اور خلق سے منہ موڑ کر دیوانہ وار مدینہ منورہ کے قبرستان کی طرف روانہ ہو گئے. پیر چنگی ناو ہی ٹک اے سائی آف سورو اینڈ دیٹ ہاؤ دا پیپل ہیو ٹرنڈ اوے فرام ہیم نو بڈی گیونگ ہیم اٹینشن ناؤ اینڈ ہی وینٹ ٹو دا قبرستان آف مدینہ المنورہ. اٹ کڈ بی اندر قبرستان, اٹ کڈ بی جنت البقیع, قبرستان آف مدینہ المنورہ. اور ایک پرانی شکستہ قبر کے غار میں جا بیٹھا. اینڈ ون اولڈ گریو ویچ ہیڈ آلسو فالن ان لائک دیٹ ہی وینٹ اینڈ ہی سیٹ دیئر ان دیٹ گریو دیئر. روتے ہوئے اس نے حق تعالی سے عرض کیا. ناؤ کرائنگ ہی ٹرن ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالی اینڈ ہی سیڈ اے اللہ آج میں تیرا مہمان ہوں. ہی سیڈ او اللہ ٹوڈے آئی ایم یور گیسٹ. اینڈ اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہاؤ ہی لکس آفٹر ہیز گیسٹ آلسو. مے اللہ گیو اس دی توفیق آلسو. حضرت رائٹس ون انسٹنس دیٹ اے پرسن ہی میڈ دس واؤ ٹو اللہ تعالی that I'll only eat chicken, nothing else, and that is all what I'm going to eat. So he went to one masjid and he made like itikaf in the masjid. He slept away in one corner. So the imam sahab came to him and told him, yeah, I brought some mutton curry with soup, seru of tarkari, soup tarkari with mutton. So he woke up and he asked, he said, what is that? He said, it's mutton. He said, no, I won't eat, I only eat chicken. So he said, you'll die of hunger. Who's going to bring chicken for you? He said, I made a vow to Allah, I'm only going to eat chicken. He pulled a blanket over him and he slept away again. After about an hour, an old lady came knocking on the masjid door and asked, is there any musafir here? I've got chicken for him. So he said, yes, I'm here. So she gave him the chicken, he ate. Next night the same thing, every night, for 40 nights like this. So Imam Sahib also was surprised. So after the 40 days were finished, he went away to another masjid somewhere. So Imam Sahib now was waiting for the old lady to come and she'll bring the chicken and then he'll have the chicken because he is there. But nobody came. In the morning he went to the old lady's house. He said, last night you didn't come. She said that my son was caught in a court case of murder, son or grandson, whoever. He was charged with murder and I made a vow to Allah, I will feed somebody for a chicken for 40 days. Oh Allah, you give salvation to my son. So the 40 days are over now, so no more chicken now. So how, this way Allah Ta'ala feeds. May Allah Ta'ala give us also that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala feeds and how Allah Ta'ala gives to a person. So anyway, Peer Changi, he also went in this qabristan and he said to Allah, I am your guest. جب ساری مخلوق نے مجھے چھوڑ دیا تو اب بجز تیری بارگاہ کے میرے لیے کوئی پناہ گاہ نہیں ہے. When the whole world has left me, they have just thrown me away and I've got nothing and nowhere to go to, I've only got you. And just see how kind Allah Ta'ala is, that your youth and everything when you had, you used it for everything besides me. And now when you are old, nobody cares about you, now you turn to me. But look at the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. It only needs for us to turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. بجز تیرے بارگاہ کے میرے لیے کوئی پناہ گاہ نہیں اور بجز تیرے کوئی میری اس آواز کا خریدار نہیں ہے. اینڈ بسائڈ یو نو بڈی ایلس ول پے می فار دس وائس آف مائن. نا اول کروکنگ وائس اینڈ ہی کین ڈو نو بڈی از انٹرٹین بائی ٹو اینی تھنگ بٹ یو ول اپریشیٹ دس سائن اینڈ کرائنگ آف مائن. You are the only one who will appreciate that. The creation won't appreciate this. Hey Allah, aashna begana, begane ho chuke, aur apne parai ho chuke, ab siwaye aapke, meri koi panahga nahi. Oh Allah, now we have been like destitute, look, nobody cares about us. Nobody has any concern for us whatsoever. And now besides you, I've got nobody to turn to. You are my only source and I can only turn to you. اے اللہ, میں بڑی امیدیں لے کر آپ کے بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوا ہوں. Oh Allah, I've come to you with a lot of hope. And a person who has hope in Allah, Allah doesn't turn that person away. And we should make our dua also, Ya Allah, main aap se ummeed rakhta hoon, that I have got hope from you. Aur aap ummeed, jo ummeed se aata hai, aap inko na ummeed nahi karte. And who comes with hope to you, you don't make them hopeless, that without hope. Balki unki ummeed se zyada deta hai. But you give them more than what they were hoping for. You give them even more. May Allah give us this sincerity to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why this whole effort is carrying on, that Allah puts it in our heart, that truly and sincerely we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Apni rahmat se aap mujhe na thukraye. And out of your mercy, O Allah, you don't turn me away. The whole world has turned me away. You don't turn me away. Ahkar ne is mazmoon ko apni mastawi mein yu bayan kiya hai. Hazrat says that Hazrat has written this poem in his kitab, in his mastawi, which is also all of these poems. In this way, Hazrat has put this. Peer Changi ne dua ki ke ae khuda. Thus Peer Changi made dua to Allah. O Allah, khalq parwana thi jab tha khush nawa. All the people, the creation, were like moths around me. They should just fly around me when I had a good voice. And I could sing and entertain them. Ab tamaskhur hai meri awaz ka. And now they are making a mock out of me. Now that I'm gone old, my voice is gone also. So they are making a mock out of me. Raida hai fan ye chang wasaz ka. All this which I used to play, my whatever musical instruments, etc., they've all lost. And this fun, this knowledge and this art of music, all I saw, it has gone useless. It hasn't helped me at all. Ab madad mujhko teri darkar hai. Now I need your help, O Allah. You help me. Fanne musiqi mera bekar hai. This art of music of mine is, I've realized, it is useless. Aashna hai mithal ab beganga. And now I'm like a stranger. No one cares about me. Just like a person, nobody looks at him like a vagabond or somebody. Nobody cares. This is my condition. Dar se ibrat hai meri sab daastan. And the story of mine is a lesson for all, that people can take a lesson. Who give everything for the creation of Allah, and the worst in Allah's creation is our nafs and shaitan. And in nafs and shaitan also, nafs is the worst one. Because nafs made shaitan also, the nafs of shaitan, that nafs of his made him also go astray. Peer Changi garche bad kirdar hai. He says, though I am very bad, what wrong my whole life. I gave it to all for the people's sake, for my nafs' sake I gave it. Par bari aali teri sarkar hai. But O Allah, you are very honorable, you are very great, you are most merciful, and nothing and nobody can overpower you. You, everything is in your control. E panai ma harin kue tu, man ba ummide rasidam sue tu, koi darwaza nahi tere siwa. There is no other door besides your door. May Allah put that in our hearts, that we realize Allah is our only door. Chhod kar tujhko kahan jaau bhala. Leaving you alone, O Allah, where can I go to? Who can I turn to? Nakhoon e tadbeer kis jaane ke baad. After your nail of all tadbeer, making your plan. For this, in other words, when I finished all my planning, this planning, that planning, trying to do this, parda asbab jal jaane ke baad. And this veil of asbab, when it burnt out. Now I got no asbab left also. Nothing, I got no means left also. Nothing I've got left. But teri janib hai, ab meri nigaah. Now there is nobody and nothing, but only to you. To you I can turn, O my Allah. Now meri paar ho, az fazle shah. And let my ship, let it cross over now by your kindness and your mercy. Purani qabar ke is ghar mein Peer Changi is tarah aazari mein majhool tha. Peer Changi was in this way engaged in crying to Allah, sobbing and begging of Allah Ta'ala, aur aankho se khoon e dil beh raha tha. And from his eyes, the blood of his heart started flowing. from his eyes, the blood of his heart started flowing. That is the true sincerity. May Allah bless us with that. That truly and sincerely we only return only to Allah Ta'ala, ki hatta alaka darya-e rahmat josh mein aa gaya. That the mercy of Allah Ta'ala became in josh, in great. It started boiling over, flowing over Allah's mercy. Aur Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ko ilham hua. And Allah put in the heart of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ke ye Umar radiyallahu anhu, mera pula banda, jo apne khush awazi ke sabab zindagi bhar makhlooq mein maqbool wa mahboob raha hai. O Umar, the servant of mine, due to the good voice he had and the art of music, and he entertained people his whole life, breaking my laws, making other people happy all the time and in a haram way also. And he was loved by people. Aur ab bawajah peeri awaaz kharab ho jane se, and now because of his old age and his voice is gone now, he hasn't got a good voice anymore. Sari khalqat ne usse chhod diya hai. The whole creation has now given him up. Aur ye qata silsila asbab, and now because all the means that he had at his disposal, they are all finished. Aur ghame nakami, and the sorrow of being a lost case, of being a failure, iski hidayat ka aur meri taraf rujoo ka sabab ban gaya, became the cause of his hidayat and became the cause of his turning to me. To ab meri rahmat wasiya uski kharidar hai, and now my great unlimited mercy has brought him over and brought him closer to me. Agarche zindagi bhar wo nafarman wa ghafil raha, though his whole life he was disobedient and unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, lekin main uske aah zari ko qabool karta hoon, but I am accepting his crying and pleading of his now in this age of his, kyunki meri bargah ke alawa mere bandon ke liye koi aur jaay pana nahi, because besides my refuge there is no other refuge which any person can get. Bas ye Umar radiyallahu anhu aap baitul maal se kuch mu'tad bhi raqam lekar us qabristan mein jaye. So O Umar, take some reasonable amount of wealth from the baitul maal and go to that graveyard. Aur mere banda aaj wo mustar ko mera salam pesh kijiye. Allahu akbar. And this banda of mine that is so desperate and so humble, you go and you present my salam to him. Phir ye rakam pesh karke keh dijiye, then give him this money and tell him ke aaj se hatta Allah ne tujhe apna muqarrab bana liya hai, that from today Allah has made you his favorite aur apne fazl ko tere liye khaas kar diya hai, and Allah Taala has made his fazl very special and for you. Ab tujhe maloon khatir hone ki zarurat nahi. Now you don't have to be sad and sorrowful anymore. Aur nahi makhlooq ke samne haath phailane ki zarurat hai. And you don't have to stretch your hand in front of the creation of Allah. Ey Umar radiyallahu anhu, mere is bande se keh do, and say to the slave of mine, ke hatta Allah ne hamesha ke liye ghaib se teri rozi ka intizam kar diya hai. That Allah Ta'ala has forever made the system for your rozi from his unseen sources. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let us also turn with this sincerity to Allah Ta'ala and beg only of Allah Ta'ala. In one place Hazrat says that Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Shah Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah, he was a great, great buzurg, a senior person in the time of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So when the British were ruling India that time, somebody came and tell him that the governor is coming to visit you, who was a white man, British person. So he says, so what? That if he wants to come, let him come. So he say they meant that now you have to entertain him accordingly, put some carpets, bring some sofas, couches, etc. How these people. So he said, just take that drum, about a 20-liter drum, something like that. The water, throw it into the farm where the things are growing and turn it upside down. That will be his chair. Then they told his wife also has come. So there was another drum, throw that water also in and turn that over, and that will be the chair for her. So they said, and they spoke little bit. Then he asked, he came to find out that you're running this madrasa of yours, your khanqa, from where is your money coming? Investigation, from where are you, what's the source? So he says, we don't reply to everything in one sitting. When you come again, we will tell you. So after 6 months, he came again, and then he asked again, now he came with a big amount of money. He became impressed, Allah put in his heart. So when he presented that money, Hazrat read back at him, I don't need this. You take it away, this, what is this here? So he fell at the feet of Hazrat and he said, please accept it from me. So then Hazrat accepted it and told him, this is where we get our money from. Now you know from where we get our money. People come and beg us to accept. May Allah give us that tawakkul, that taqwa. Then Allah Ta'ala also deals accordingly to that, to his, with his bandas. But if we are what we are, like Maulana Ibrahim Maimon came yesterday from Canada, and a very beautiful talk he gave to the students. He says, today what we are, and that is our problem. But if we again develop our iman and yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, then we will see Allah's help will be there. May Allah grant us that taqwa, that humility and sincere turning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني للمراه جايك ميدانه توهتو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بگل درد دل ہو غیث بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میعیدم تا بجانا چنی میبائیدم اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانو اللہ 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 وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ اللہ 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم إن نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون اللهم اجعل حبك أهل الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطعنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك اللهم إن نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر موتانا اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك بالعزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.